Yeah, round of applause, please, guys. I'm now going to invite all of the panelists for our next panel discussion to the stage. Once again, Marietta. Marietta, I've turned it on. Hello, hello, hello. The technical department is also, yeah, there we are. Great, thank you. Marietta, once more. And next, we have the senior advisor at the MHPSS Collaborative, which is a global platform for research, practice, learning, and advocacy in the field of MHPSS. And she focuses on children and families in fragile circumstances. Carmen Valle, ladies and gentlemen, thank you. A psychologist who works with the NGO War Child as their regional psychosocial support advisor, May Ahun. Oh, I was close. I was close. I was close. We've already heard from her. She gave an impassioned speech. Mariama Sao. And finally, another Dutchie. Well, it is our spotlight session, after all. The program director for mental health at HealthRight International, and he's also associate professor for global mental health at the Johns Hopkins University, Dr. Wietse Tol. Okay, I will once more start with you, Marietta. It's a similar question, I'm afraid, but you know, if there is one sector that is really stretched, we talked about the healthcare sector being really stretched, but it is education, it is schools. Is it realistic to expect that we can incorporate MHPSS into the education system?